This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So, Paul, starting today, you've got 12 days of Christmas action happening. What's happening in those 12 days?
Well, don't you think we deserve it after such a horrific year in New South Wales? You know, all of us get locked down. So 12 days, we're just extending the celebration at our church and getting in early.
Yeah, I think you're right, Paul. I totally agree with you. Yes, we do deserve it. So what's happening with these 12 days of celebration?
Look, a whole range of things. So things like we've just got hot chocolate occasions where you can actually go to the park and stand, sit, have hot chocolate with somebody, indoors, outdoors, depending on the weather.
Do you have to bring your own hot chocolate? Sorry, Paul.
Do you have to bring your own hot chocolate?
You do. Okay, it's not provided to you.
We'd have some spares there as well. Make sure if you want to bring a friend, we don't want to be stingy on the hot chocolate.
Marshmallows?
Marshmallows, of course.
There better be marshmallows, Paul.
There better be. Oh, we're doing like a men's breakfast. One morning we've got gingerbread house classes for people that want to do that. We've got family games nights where we do Christmas games for families. Of course, we're choosing a couple of days where we're just going to go and sing Christmas carols. Most of the things we're doing involves food. So if you want to sum up the 12 days of Christmas for us, I would say food and singing.
But also,
and hot chocolate, of course. Yeah.
And games. You just mentioned games. Did you say Christmas games? What are Christmas games?
Well, Christmas games, just ones that really involve the whole family. So some outdoor stuff where we can do a little bit of running around for the kids and tire them out for you so they'll sleep at night. And then some more sit-down type games inside the church if that's what people want to do as well. Both our locations, our philosophy, I think, of church life is it's our buildings are there for 7 days a week anyway. So we always want to be finding ways to have our church open every day of the week. 12 days of Christmas for us is just one of those ways that we could say, hey, we've got to focus, come and join us and use our facilities as part of a community event, you know.
And are you intentionally, Paul, this year trying to celebrate even more as you head into Christmas?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know about you, Ben, but I called my family together and said, right, this year we're putting the Christmas tree up 2 weeks early. We deserve it, you know. So I think everybody should let their hair down, celebrate early, celebrate more than usual. And now in all that, of course, we want to make sure there's elements of this in all that we do. We're making sure that we don't forget that it is about Jesus and it is about celebrating what he's done for us. So there'll be just hints of that through all the different things that we're doing. And of course, on top of that, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we'll be doing the things that most people do, a carol service in both our locations. And for me this year, one of the things I've been wanting for a long time is we've covered our building in Christmas lights. Normally we have a few that we put up ourselves, but we hired a few experts apparently, and we have covered our church building in Christmas lights. So for us at Lighthouse in Wollongong, it's worth a drive around just to have a look at that.
So you become like that house on that street that has
got... I have.
Wow.
I've become like the annoying neighbour.
You can see the lights from space.
You can. That's it. Yeah, I'm hoping. It better be costing me that much money and I'd better see it from space.
Lighthouse by name, Lighthouse by Christmas.
That's true. We always say in Wollongong, we've got two physical lighthouses down by the beach, of course. We always get referred to in Wollongong as the third lighthouse. So we're truly lit up like one at the moment.
Awesome. Paul, talking about celebrating in Jesus and that kind of thing, what is it for you and for ACC that is worth celebrating so much about Jesus?
Well, the one thought I have had is when Jesus is described in that scripture prophetically that he is the wonderful counselor. Now, there's some good counselors, there's some average counselors, but after 2021, I want a wonderful counselor. I want somebody who understands the kind of things we've had to go through and the kind of savior that knows how to lead me into a better future. So our emphasis is about not just that he's wonderful, but our emphasis is that actually he knows what to say to us, he knows what to do for us, and he knows how to set us up, I believe, for a greater 2022 next year. So that's where our sort of focus is this year.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.